we've been very concerned that this was going to be an erosion of the service as it is. I mean, I think that the GPs have questions to answer themselves in respect of significant changes, particularly in the Glenbeigh's electoral area and the Inishowen Peninsula. It would have left the people in those areas without critical GP cover between the hours of midnight and 8 a.m. But anyway, the overall position is that common sense has prevailed, and the HSE has confirmed that they're not going to go ahead with those proposals because they're not safe. And I think that's it. We can all breathe a sigh of relief.
In making this consideration, who would the HSE have been listening to if it wasn't the GPs on the ground?
Well, in fairness now to the HSE, they had a risk committee who painstakingly went through all of the proposals and how they would impact on the citizens of the county. So that high-level risk committee have confirmed to John Hayes and the HSE that it wasn't fit for purpose and it wasn't going to be safe practice. So I don't think it's a case of not listening to the GPs. I think the HSE have made an independent decision that it wasn't going to be fit for purpose. However, I think there's a broader issue here. My concern is that that there might be further bites of the cherry down the road. I think we need to say, as citizens, as trade unions, as service users collectively, that we are not prepared to accept any further changes to the NIDOC service. It's too important, and I think that we all have a stake in trying to defend it as it is.